Okay, calling to order the January 2026 EDA meeting. It is Monday, January 5th. Time is 6:40. We'll start with a roll call. Matt Dingy from the EDA is here.
Barry Dickstein, EDA.
Tom Wagner, EDA.
Okay, no one from the public is here, so we can skip over the public comment. So jump right into discussion items. This should be fairly quick to chew through a lot of these. So the Axe Factory, the only update I have, now mind you, a lot of these agenda items, they're not going to be a lot of updates, just, you know, given the holiday and whatnot. But in terms of the Axe Factory, I spoke with Neil, and it looks like the environmental testing work has begun. So that's good, just in terms of, you know, forward progress. But that's really the only update that we have at this time. In terms of number two, the Route 44 corridor study and Farmington River Trail extension, no updates this month. Item three, community outreach, I have no updates there. Business outreach, no updates. Item number five, developer outreach, I would imagine no updates this month. All right, so facade improvement program. We were supposed to present to the Board of Selectmen on the 23rd. Prior to the 23rd, Bob and I met with Mark Penny, the Chief Administrative Officer of the town, and Kevin Whitcoast, First Selectman, just to, you know, take them through the program, see if they had any questions. Based on our conversation and the feedback they had, I thought it best to kind of punt the meeting until January 14th. And the reason for that, there are actually three items that came up that I thought it would be we'd be better served kind of circling the wagons on those prior to meeting with the Board of Selectmen. The first being Mark Penny was interested or somewhat concerned about what the administrative task might be with a program like that on his staff. I think it's a fair question. He doesn't want anyone to be overtaxed. He says people are already stretched. My thought it would be minimal, but he was going to reach out to a peer town or two, just to get a flavor for what is kind of the back office work that needs to happen to maintain and run a program like this. So that was the first one. And then Kevin Whitcoast had a couple of observations. He asked, one, if we had spoken to the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding the eligible list of improvements just to make sure everything were, you know, kind of within scope or within zoning rules. So I am going to have a call with the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting prior to the 14th to have a conversation with him to get him in the loop. And then his other question, which I thought was a pretty good one, he asked if we had reached out to any businesses to see if there is interest or demand in this program. And we hadn't done that. And in retrospect, after the meeting, I thought about it, and I love your guys' opinions, but from my perspective, I think it puts us and property owners in an awkward position if we reach out to a handful and say, hey, would you participate in this? Because I think they would take it negatively, because it would be like, well, why are you reaching out to me? Do you think my property looks like crap? Instead, I think a better option is to wait to see if we can get grant funding. So get funding first. And then based on the fact that other peer towns have had a lot of success and demand in their own programs, and there are studies out there to back up the claim that these programs have been successful nationwide, I think it gives us cover to assume that our program will see equal demand. And I think it allows us to wait until we get funding and then pitch the program and market it to all businesses within the corridor in Target and have it be positive. So in other words, hey, we're launching this program. There's money available to help, you know, with any work that you want to have done in your buildings. And here's what we expected to occur. We expect more foot traffic in the first couple of years, just given that the aesthetics are better, people are going to be driving through and see it, and property values are going to increase, and all these good things that will come from the program, rather than kind of reaching out and maybe giving the perception that, you know, we're kind of picking on them because their property is maybe not up to par.
I agree.
So yeah. that
Unless someone had a buddy that they knew they could, like a confidant that they could go to. That'd
yeah.
be the only exception, I think.
Right.
I agree.
Yep. Yep.
You don't want to fend someone off out of the cage.
Exactly. So that's, I think those two or three questions are going to come up at the meeting. And to me, that I think is an appropriate response to that one
yeah.
in particular. So. So anyway, the meeting, I put an agenda request form in for the Board of Selectmen meeting on the 14th. I haven't heard whether we're going to be added to it. But if so, that's when it will be. It sounds like initial feedback was, you know, somewhat positive. Kevin really liked the idea that we would partner or have an architectural firm on retainer to help with design elements to ensure like cohesiveness and continuity in terms of the design elements. He was a big fan of that.
To do that.
I think we should. I definitely think yeah. we should. Yeah. I think that would be money well spent for sure.
That, who would pay for that?
I think it would come right out of the, it would be part of the grant pool. So if the town, you know, matches money to like say 10% of whatever our grant request is, $300,000, we would have this pool of money and it would just come out of that. Yeah, so that's really the facade improvement program update. I don't know if you guys have any other questions or comments on that. But hopefully, I think we're in competition with maybe the bike pump track. And I don't know what else, but there seems to be, they didn't hate the idea. I think Kevin may have been a little more reserved, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's we'll see. Good. And we'd never tried it before. Big Bear, you might know. Back in the day, we've never tried to do anything like this.
We had a draft of a program, or I should say the EDA, it was before my time, had a draft of a program maybe in like 2018 or so. Okay. That wasn't grant-based. It was like a loan-based program. And that was... That really never got off the ground because in order to do a loan based, you need some sort of someone to administer the loans, and that was a complexity that couldn't get solved. Yeah.
And you need money.
Yep. You do need money. Exactly.
The thing that strikes me after decades of this
yeah.
is we can do whatever we would like as long as it doesn't involve any money.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if you can get grant money, that's great. Otherwise, you're on your own.
As long as you don't have to match it.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
It strikes me that the mop will flop here once they see the match.
Yeah.
What kind of match are you proposing?
Steep recommends 20%. I'm hopeful that if we were to match 10, with the idea that, hey, businesses are also throwing their money in, so that's a semblance of a match as well. Mm-hmm. That'll be sufficient, but I'm going to recommend 10 to 20%, and encourage 20, but we'll take 10. I think if it's zero, I don't think we stand a chance. Because last year, I looked at every single STEEP award to various municipalities, and every single one of them had a match from the town. Mm-hmm. And understandably so. I mean, right? You want the town to have some skin in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a similar program or all different programs?
They're just whatever grant they were looking for. It could have been, you know, pool upgrades or whatever, something in the town. Yeah. They matched.
Grants like matches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yep. Okay. So then moving on, Canton Economic Backdrop, item number 7, no updates there. The streetscape, no updates there. Brings us to WPCA. So we need to come up with answers to the questions, or at least recommendations to the questions that were proposed to us and other groups.
Matt, I'm stupid. Can I just ask you, the Canton Economic Backdrop?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's just taking a look at the demographics and the economics in town and of Canton, the demographics and the economics in town in isolation, but then also relative to surrounding towns and the Farmington Valley as a whole and state averages to see you know, kind of how that, how we are trending from a demographics and economics perspective, make sure that the town is not, you know, regressing.
Is that happening?
It happens as data comes out. So the last update I had was maybe October or November, based on some of the new, what do they call those like town profiles.
So when they come out periodically, we all or somebody is comparing Canton?
Yeah, I run through Canton relative to other towns and states, the state, and I could send you like the last update.
Okay.
If you want. But yeah, just to make sure, just to see kind of like how we're trending. I think the last update, I'm trying to think, I don't want to say, you know, I think comparing ourselves to other towns, you know, we're considered affluent. We are, you know, we're desirable. We should be a desirable place for developers to be interested in, given our income levels, various demographics, education levels, so on and so forth. The population. Oh, another thing, the population had been, you know, flatlined declining a little bit. It looks like more recently we're starting.
Right?
Yeah. And I would imagine that's because of, you know, the minimal, while it is, but some of the apartment complexes that have come online. All right. So we need to answer some questions. You guys have those maps?
Yes.
By any chance? Tom, you do have them? Okay. So Tom and I can look here. I have some thoughts on, let's see, okay, I wish I had two screens, so
do
I guess
we'll use my computer.
Actually, do you have the questions? Oh, you have the questions right there. That's
right,
perfect.
There.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great then. You know, I might have those too. Or maybe I don't. Yeah, why don't we go off your print copy in terms of what the questions are.
Can I mention in this, Bob and I went over this.
Okay.
And in my opinion, Bob, he's the guru. He knows everything. He was the something or other.
Yeah.
What Bob told me when I said to Larry, let's start going over this, he said, all we need to look at is number two, potential opportunity locations. We do not need and should not be looking at zoning maps. And Bob said we should not be looking at potential for affordable housing. According to Bob, that's somebody else's committee.
Yep.
And for EDA, the one that questions that we need to be looking at is number two, A and B, according to Bob. And he says that number one and number three, we pass that ball to zoning or whoever, but it's not us.
So I mostly agree with that. I do think that number one, we might weigh in there, and let me get to the map that shows number one. I get confused by these maps. In the sewer service area. All right, so let's go to sewer service area. Existing. I think this is it.
Yeah,
I think it's.
Look for Barry's neighborhood first line. That's that.
Yeah, so it's this one here. Do you have the sewer service area map? There's it's like green, a bunch of greens and maroons.
This is Pondview, Sunrise.
Yeah.
This Barry's neighborhood. That's mine.
Right here?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Not an existing sewer shed, is it? Not this
no,
one?
No, not that one.
I think it's the one, it might be the one after that, if yours is
existing
in order.
Existing sewer service areas?
Yes.
We have that.
Okay, so that's the one. Is it green? Yes, that's the one
sewer
I'm looking
there.
At. Yep. Yeah, so that. Yep. So this one. So my only argument would be, if you look at the greens, those are residential areas that are not using sewer. So in other words, they're part of the sewer shed, but they're not connected. And those are residential areas. So my thought would be, why not eliminate those from the sewer shed unless there are septic issues? Now, there's another map that shows some of these residential areas, there are failing septics, in which case they've tied it, they've connected in. But in residential areas that historically have not had any septic issues, why not take away their capacity and give it to an area that can be developed for economic purposes? That's my only comment on that.
My chat with Bob, Bob said that the only two areas in this town that are remotely considerable for this are this and this.
What is that and that?
Sorry.
What is, which ones are you looking at?
Map number seven.
Oh, the two? Yeah.
And he says that of the areas that are not presently served, these are the two areas that have potential for economic development.
Yep. No, I agree. I definitely agree with those being the potential areas. But I guess why have capacity set aside for a residential area that's been there for decades that does not even use sewer? Why not reallocate that to those places?
Is that what this map shows?
That's what this one right here. So these green areas are residential areas, you know, are the our zoning. They're part of the sewer shed, but they're not maroon. So the maroon, so this is where the three of us live, right? We're part of the sewer shed and we're maroon, which means we have sewer service, except for you. But this residential area across from the Farmington River, near Sweetheart Mountain,
Yeah. They're
part of the sewer shed, but they don't have sewer service. So why not take away their...
That does count towards capacity.
Yeah, that counts towards capacity. So why not take that away and add it to, and add the economically sensitive areas? That's my only feedback on the questions for item number one.
Yeah. In what... When you say part of the sewer shed, what does that mean?
They are considered part of the sewer shed. In other words, when the WPCA comes up with how much capacity do we need, if you're part of the sewer shed, that's how they're doing that calculus.
They count that?
Yes, they're counting that. So if we said, well, these residential areas are not needed, then take it out, right? But the only caveat to that would be there's another map that shows it. There are some areas, residential areas, that have had failed septics, in which case they've tapped into the sewer, in which case, you know, public health outweighs economic development in that case. So that capacity should stay available. That was my thought. And I'm trying to find what map it was. I think I probably passed it. It might be this one. I'm zoomed in too much. What is this? Yeah, septic system issue. You have septic system issues. You have that map?
Is that what it says?
Yeah. It's mostly residential areas on the north side
septic
of 44.
Septic system issues. I do have that map.
That's interesting where that's red.
Yeah, what is that?
That's office.
This is the shops, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck that is. Is that... That couldn't be the shops. No, because they're connected to...
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. What does it say?
Yeah, this...
It's right in secret. I don't know what it is.
Big swamplands.
Yeah. So with question one, where the heck did those questions go? I just want to know. I think they were just asking like which residential areas maybe. Let's see. Question one, should CVDVD area shown in blue be included in the sewer service area?
Um,
Oh, here we go. So let's see. A. 1A. This one. See, some of these questions overlap. So 1A is very similar to... So do you have the Canton zoning map?
Which one?
That shows that A1, AB, or 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1... Because this is... let me get my bearings here. Is this the... Is this Dowd? Yeah, this is Dowd and 44.
Yeah.
So this is right here. See, to me, that yeah, this should be included. That's right on 44.
Map, yeah,
so you see 1A? See, 1A, to me, that's right on 44. That should be included.
Yeah.
And it's not.
You know currently. Where that is?
Is that near the pot shop?
It's right behind. You know the thing that says junk shop?
Oh, yeah.
It's right up behind the junk shop.
Oh, okay.
There's a road.
Yes.
That goes in there, and that's the road behind the junk shop.
Yep.
Yeah.
So to me, that should be, I think that should be included right
well,
on 44.
Yeah, Bob felt and told me to feel that that's developable, and we should include that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yep.
That makes
so that's, the most sense. So that's 1A. So 1A is yes. 1B, this is essentially, this is where, this is probably the most controversial. This is the
trap car thing.
Yes.
Was going to go in with a charging station.
Yes.
And so
yep.
And again, here's what Bob told me. He said that while it's rock and it's an issue under circumstances it could be developed.
Yep.
So he felt that should be included in future sort.
Yeah, I think it should be too. I think any developer is probably going to balk at that location just given the track record of or not the track record but the opposition that the last developer faced. But yes, I think that should be included as well.
Well, it just costs, right? It's got to be super expensive to get that ready.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, I think it's like a year or two of just blasting and removing rocks.
Well, but you know what? It's very interesting. When they wanted to put in MISO 21,
yeah,
it was the same thing. They spent months blowing things up.
Yeah.
MISO 21 started out as a rock ledge, and they just spent months blowing it up and carting it away. So you never know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
1C. I wish these were like labeled better.
I know.
1C has got to be.
Is that the tower? Some kind of line that Bob was talking about?
I don't.
Electricity line?
I think that might be a different question.
Yeah.
Isn't 1C the same as it was on the other map?
There are a lot of...
Where the junk shop is?
No, the junk shop is 1A.
Yeah.
1C is kind of near Matterhorn,
oh, 1A, yeah.
Right?
The junk shop is 1A.
Or isn't
1C
it?
Is...
Oh, is there like an existing, is this the one that has the existing condo complex with
yep.
that lot next door?
Yeah.
So this should be included.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't that have coverage? It's got 100 condos on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a yes. 1D. So this, all right, so this is where this is what I was talking about. It's residential. They don't use the sewer. To me, this would be. No, let's take that capacity and essentially debit it to these other, or credit it, whatever the term would be, to these other 1A and 1C.
Yeah.
That 1D looks like a huge area. What's there?
Houses.
Houses?
Yeah, that's like the Sweetheart Mountain area.
No, Sweetheart Mountain would be over.
So do you have that map? So this is Sweetheart Mountain right there. That's the developer. That's the development you were a part of.
Yep.
This is kind of like down the mountain. So when you go over that bridge, they're like
crappy little.
They've been around for a long time. They've never been connected to sewer. To me, it's like why have the capacity there?
Yeah, that's the road running down from Sweetheart.
Yes. Yep. So mine would be no to that. At least my perspective, anyway.
I wonder if Sweetheart has sewers.
No, they don't.
Yeah, 90% sure they
do. Yeah, it's septic.
Okay.
Yep, I know that.
Yeah, because we were looking there.
Yeah. And then 1E, I think 1E is Bristol's farm, in which case the development rights are protected. So that could be taken away. So that would be a no.
Yeah.
All right, so that was somewhat painless. So 2, okay, so now we're on the potential opportunity locations. 2B, 2A is, these are both, we both covered these already.
Yeah, we did.
So these are both yes.
Yep. Yeah, and if you want to blow up enough rock where that guy was going to put in those charging stations and that thing.
Yeah.
Somebody might want to blow up enough rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. It's like, if there's already existing, if you're already in an existing sewer shed area, and let's just say you own a piece of commercial property. It's not developed yet, but you own it. You're part of the sewer shed, so you already have capacity kind of allocated to you to a certain degree.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, the town takes that away. Don't you think that's problematic? Because now, all of a sudden, your property is not as
valuable.
Right? Like, how can you take away capacity when it's already been given? Or not capacity. It's not really capacity, but I guess it is.
Yeah.
But right?
Kind of
if someone takes that away, all of a sudden my property is no longer as attractive as it used to be because there's more limited uses of it. It's not a property. The value goes down.
Well, that's what Bob was saying to me, that those are not issues for us.
No, they're not, but I'm just speaking out loud. Like, I think the town should be aware of that. And
but
hopefully
that's not
someone
at all. Commercial property.
Well, no.
We just sell residential, right?
Yeah. I guess Bristol Farms maybe, but
no,
there's a valid reason behind that, because you can't develop it, But there's a potential to take away.
Yeah.
But we're not saying to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So 2A, 2B, yes and yes. And then 3, the affordable housing. I'm with you on that. This is one where I agree. I don't even know how to answer this. So let's just go there.
According to former First Selectman Bob.
Yeah.
That's none of our business.
But if you look at it this way, 3A is exactly the same parcel as the one we were talking about behind the junk shop. It's the exact same parcel. 3B is the exact same parcel where they're going to build that electric car dealership. So, again, those are both yeses in our eyes because we've already answered
them before. Well, they're yeses for different reasons.
Yeah. Right.
Not for this reason.
And then 3C is that's where that electrical
tower or whatever.
Yeah. And I was actually at a conversation with Neil, and he's like, there's very limited chances it's ever going to be developed, especially in the next 20 years, given the fact that you got power lines. It's up behind the Petals and Paws apartment building, like behind that.
Behind that? Okay.
There's a, I don't know what they call it. It's like a power substation up there. So you got power lines running through. You got this big substation. It's not attractive developed for that reason. So to me, that would be 3C would just be a no. I mean, that one seems easy. And then the other two are yes, just because we said yes in the other ones.
Yeah. Good.
Right? Anyone disagree with any of that?
That's what Bob says.
All right, so I have to have a memo drafted by the 15th, so it should be pretty easy to do. So I'll take care of that. I don't think we need to vote on it, but maybe we should just to make sure that the EDA is on the same page. So I will make a motion to draft a memo with the EDA's recommendations regarding the WPCA's questions as answers as we've outlined in our previous discussion. Anyone want to second that?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good. And then I think we're good. Get back to my agenda. Marketing, item number 10, no updates. Review of the minutes. Minutes have not been submitted yet, so we can't vote on that.
I was mad about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, help.
Yep. Staff development updates. I got nothing from Neil on that one either. So I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:11. We got a second?
Second.
Meeting adjourned.